Monday morning. It's vacation time. Kids are out of school now. It's time to hit the open road. And the downside of a long car trip is when you get out and you've got, you know, that uncomfortable feeling, you know, after sitting for so long. Well, the folks at Ford Motor Company have been working really hard to make sure that their new Explorer for 2020 will not give you that that sense of discomfort if you've been on the road for too long. Joining us right now, he has a PhD in industrial and manufacturing systems engineering and an emphasis on seat comfort. His coworkers call him Dr. Derriere. Mike Kolich on the line with us right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
So they call you Dr. Derriere around the around the plant, huh?
That's unfortunately true, yes.
But what's fortunate for folks that drive the or ride in the new 2020 Explorer is you've worked really hard to make it comfortable, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. The Explorer is one of those vehicles where customers want utility and comfort, and they're not willing to sacrifice either. So it was a real priority of ours to make sure that not only for your regular commute stuck in traffic, right, but also for, you know, coming into the summer months of your travel season, as you suggested, it's really important to make that experience for our customers as pleasant as possible.
So without getting too technical, describe what goes into making the seating as comfortable as possible.
Great question. We've got a lab here in Dearborn, Michigan, at our headquarters, our product development center, where we've got a whole slew of different machines that poke and prod seats, just to, you know, in an objective way, be able to quantify whether we think the seats are going to be comfortable. You know, in the end, it's clearly a subjective thing. Everyone has a really, really personal opinion about whether the seats support them properly and whether they're comfortable in them. But we've gone to massive lengths with a dedicated lab to try to make the subjective construct of seat comfort as objective and scientific as possible.
What, and this is your emphasis. I mean, in the automotive industry, we can say that Mike Kolich is one of the leading experts in seat comfort. How did you get there? What made you attracted to that area of expertise?
So as a student, right, you suggested I've got some degrees with an emphasis, you know, engineering degrees, but with a focus in the seat comfort space. I was looking for graduate work to do in a thesis subject, and I found seat comfort, this is 25 years ago, right, to be an under-researched area. And it's become a real differentiator in the eyes of the customer. At one point in time, customers were happy to have a vehicle to get from point A to point B, but now they're not willing to sacrifice anything. They want to get from point A to point B, but they want to do so comfortably. So I found a need, and I started the research, and I created a couple graduate theses, and including a doctoral dissertation out of it. And then I got into the industry around 22 or so years ago, and been working on it ever since.
That's fascinating. That's fantastic. And you know, from vehicle to vehicle, you one seat doesn't fit all, does it? I mean, what folks are looking for in one vehicle may not fit the standards for another.
It's largely true, but we are finding this is what some of the research is starting to show. At least for us here at Ford, we call it DNA. So the way I describe this is, I could blindfold you and kind of magically transport you to any showroom anywhere in the Ford world, you would get into every vehicle and then get out and suggest, yeah, there's something consistent about the way those things feel, and that's what we call the DNA. So, yeah, it's true that, you know, taking the blindfold off of you, you would say yes to all those seats. It obviously look different. They have some different proportions, but at the kind of fundamental level, we want them to feel like a Ford, like they belong in a Ford. So in that way, it's starting to become similar to what, you know, people think of iPhones. No matter where you are in the world, people love their iPhones. So preferences with respect to seat comfort in that way, for at least Ford customers all over the globe, are beginning to converge a little bit, is what we're finding.
It's really interesting. The Explorer got a lot of, a lot of views at the auto show this past winter. A lot of people really interested in it. What kind of feedback are you getting about the seats?
Overwhelmingly positive. It's why we come to work, our team here in the seat engineering team, and it it just validates the hard work for us. So seats for us have become one of those things that our customers are noticing and appreciating. And we are differentiating ourselves a little bit from our key competitors in that way.
There you go. Thanks in large part to the work of Dr. Derriere. Mike, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I always appreciate the time. Thanks.
All right. You got it. Take care. Bye now.